You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now there was once this boy who loved eating sweets. It was his favorite thing in the world. I mean, how many of you love sweets? You love sweets? You're not the only one. A lot of people just have a sweet tooth and they love sweets. So he always asked for sweets from his father. His father was a poor man and he could not always afford, you know, the sweets for his son. But the little boy did not understand this and he demanded sweets all the time. Do you do that to your parents? Do you? Tell the truth. Well, the boy's father thought hard about how to stop the child from asking for so many sweets. I mean, all the time? Come on, that's a lot. You know, that's a bit too much. So there was a very holy man, you know, who lived nearby at that time. And the boy's father had an idea. Maybe he thought if he could take the boy to this great man, who might be able to persuade the child to stop asking sweets all the time, it's likely that the boy would stop. So the boy and his father went along to this great old man. When they got there, the father shared that, you know, we look up to you. You're like a saint in this neighborhood. I really would like you to ask my son to stop asking for sweets, which I cannot afford. And this great man was in difficulty, you know, because he liked sweets himself. He loved sweets. How could he ask the boy to give up something when he likes the same thing? He then said to the father, bring back your son after 1 month. And during that month, this good man gave up eating sweets. And when the boy and his father returned after a month, this man who leads by example said, my dear child, will you stop asking for sweets which your father cannot afford to give you? Well, from then on, the boy stopped asking for sweets, but the boy's father was like, okay, why did you not ask my son to give up asking for sweets when we came to you a month ago? And the wise, smart man replied, how could I ask a boy to give up sweets when I loved sweets myself? In the last month, I gave up eating sweets. So a person's example is much more powerful than just his words. When we ask someone to do something, to be fair, you know, just to be fair, it makes sense if we ourselves are also doing that thing. You know, we should not ask others to do what we cannot do ourselves. Always make sure that your actions and your words are the same. And I think that right there is a powerful, powerful lesson from the story. Do as you preach.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.